Hey there, friends, it's Nick. It's episode 244 of the Story Hacker podcast. And today I'm going to take a break, friends. Yesterday I was talking, obviously, about... I was talking about that kind of epic journey we want to be on, yeah, and how actually it's made up of lots of days of just getting up and doing the work, right? And how inspiration is the servant of work and not the other way around. But one of the other things is it's important when we're on these journeys, we're always heading towards a peak, right? We're climbing towards a peak and we're focused on that. But it's really useful sometimes to just stop, to take a breath, to turn around and look at the path we've already travelled. Look down the mountain towards the foothills, look to where we started. And I'm sort of doing that this week, because what I didn't say yesterday is that yesterday, which was Monday morning, for the first time, I came into work with more than a full week of work on the books. And it's probably two and a half weeks worth of work for my business to do. And it's part of this process that's been happening since January. I said before, the business is starting to roll. The snowball is getting bigger. And it's really important to celebrate those kind of things, you know, because it's easy to forget why we're doing what we're doing. Yeah, and for me, my goal when I started Stories That Mean Business was to work with people I really liked, to create enough income that allowed me and my family to be comfortable and allowed me time to focus on some of my other interests, writing the thrillers, thinking, reading, you know, all those things that make life worth living, and also feed back into the work. So one of the things I'm going to do this week, even though I've got lots of work to do, is I'm going to give myself Wednesday afternoon just for me, without any guilt, without any regret. I'm going to give myself time to think and read and just learn some stuff, because what I'm not building here is a hamster wheel business. And I think that's one of the things that this approach has proven to me over the past, whatever it's been, 8 months since I really started to knuckle down and do that work every day. And if I look down the mountain and I think about all the thinking, all the creation, all the assets that I've put out into the world and melding together all these ideas, many of which I've talked about on this podcast. You know, what I'm seeing now is the fruits of all that labour. Yeah? And I want to make sure that I enjoy it. I want to make sure that I appreciate it and that I'm... Just sometimes I'm a bit kind to Nick. Do you know what I mean? And I think it's really important for whatever, you know, if you're lucky enough to be in charge of your own ship, to be your own captain, then you get to make those decisions as well. Yeah, and I'm not talking about goofing off. It isn't about that. It's about enjoying the rewards of your labour, making it worthwhile that you've done all those things that you've done. You know, we're all on this journey. Some of us are going for the epic peak. Many of us, sadly, are just kind of bumping along the bottom. And I hope that you're one of the former, not one of the latter. But if you are one of the former and you're making progress, remind yourself that the peak is just an idea, right? It's because we know that when we get there, you know, neuroscience tells us that when we get to that peak, there's always another peak. Yeah, there's a taller one just the other side of it. So we need to be careful that when we're doing these climbs, that we do take a moment, you know, find a bench, sit down, look at the view, look at what you did. And perhaps take a few hours to spend on yourself, because you've earned it. Anyway, thanks for listening. This is the Story Hacker Podcast. This is Nick Warren. And remember, your story means business.